The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Everybody, this week's show, this is episode 45 of the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast. I'm your host, Justin, joined this week by Timmy, Mr. Short,
Timmy.
Vince is not here. He has the bronchitis that's going around here locally. Yeah, that was pretty funny. How's everybody's week?
Yeah, another day, another dollar.
We'll do our TV show rundown. There was no new Scorpion. That'll be tomorrow.
He didn't talk about it last week, though.
No, he wasn't here. It was the Love Boat episode.
Yeah.
It's nothing like a fat guy jumping 30 feet into a little rubber dinghy to beat the bad guys. But there was no new Mike Tyson. So we're hopefully beyond tonight. I'm not sure. Skeets is killing the Incredible Hulk. So you want to start? Jesus Christ. Yeah, you got him. Good boy. Arrow. I think I'm the only one that watches Arrow. Real quick.
He's got him by the balls.
Yeah, he does. He's a good attack dog. Oliver and Theo were sent to the island by Merlin to train to get ready for the big fight with Roz. Destro gets loose because he's in the prison on the island. Oliver finally tells Thea that Merlin drugged her and she's the one that killed Sarah, which, of course, freaks her out. They eventually catch Deathstroke after a big fight, lock him back up. Oliver and Thea go back to the city. They're getting everybody ready. The big fight with Roz. Roz is bringing his army to Starling City to go after Merlin and Oliver and everybody. And the teaser for, I believe it's next week, is the Adam suits up, and it's a complete Adam suit, and so it's going to be a big fight, and that'll be pretty fun. Arrow's good. I like it, but I miss Constantine.
Yeah.
We have news about Constantine coming up. Yeah. You want to do Gotham, or you want to do Flash?
Don't matter to me.
All I have down for Gotham is Circus.
Yeah.
And then Joker, ?
Yeah.
This was the Haley Circus was in town. Gordon was on a date with Dr. Tompkins.
Yep.
And no, I don't want to update Office.
Cheap bastard.
There was a murder. Kid's mom, who was apparently like the local circus whore.
Yeah, she was a psychic or something.
Yeah, a snake charmer thing. She was found dead, so Gordon and Tompkins investigate and this and that. Eventually, they find out the boy killed his own mom.
Yeah.
And while they're interviewing the boy,
he's very happy about it.
He's very happy. He's very skitsy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's talking normal one time, and then it flips, and he's very Joker-ish, let's say, with the eyes and the smile. And they cast this perfect.
Oh, yeah.
This kid is creepy as hell. What do you think? Is it the Joker?
I don't know.
They've done so many. If it's not, this was a heck of a red herring. But
yeah.
And I noticed, I don't have the kid's name in front of me, but on Twitter, he's been retweeting. People have sent fan art with him done up as Joker, and he's been retweeting. And it was very, the voice, when he went into, call it Joker voice, it was a mix of Nicholson and Ledger.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Ledger where he was like licking the lips and the whole thing, but that was kind of the Nickel. He had that little bit of Nicholson with it, and it was a good mix. Almost a little bit of Mark Hamill's Joker from the cartoon. It was a really good, well written. And of course, at the very end of the episode, he gets busted for killing his mom, and you don't see him arrested. You just see him admitting it. And at the very end, you see the two feuding factions of the circus. Their kids are getting together, and of course, one's Grayson, one's, oh, I can't remember the name of the clown's group. But eventually, we know that their son becomes Robin and
Dick.
Yeah, it becomes Dick. becomes Robin and eventually Nightwing. Oh, the Bruce thing, where he goes in front of the board of Wayne and tells them, you know, I will be at the next shareholders meeting, and basically I'm going to take control of the company. So somebody's going to come after him because of this, because they're not going to want to give up the board of Wayne Enterprises to a kid.
Yeah.
So, and I think that goes back to the, they didn't call it Venom like in the comic, but Wayne Tech was in with another company that released the drug.
Yeah.
The people were using, like Bane does.
So, Stark Enterprises.
Stark Enterprises, of course. Dave Tony, alcoholic. So Gotham was really good. It's setting it up really well for whatever the hell is going to happen.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Fish did a prisoner exchange with one of the guards, and apparently the prison she's in, they're harvesting body organs. That's why the one girl didn't have eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're harvesting body organs from inmates.
Oh, that sounds awfully familiar.
Yeah. ISIS.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, sorry, I watched the news this morning.
In the comic book world.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that. I was watching the news this morning. Sorry. We'll go into Flash. This episode of Flash, geez, it just keeps getting better and better. This might be my favorite comic book show.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job with it.
The cliffhanger from last week was Firestorm explosion.
Yeah.
The splitter worked. They were separated. They run tests on them. They're okay. They're just running a little hot, which I think was a running joke. Iris says she's going to look into Star Labs because she thinks that the Burning Man had something to do, or he used to work at Star Labs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to get interesting. They tell Barry about Black Cop and Cisco doing the thing where apparently he went back in time and he was at the scene of his mom's murder.
Yeah, and he figures it out. He's like, I'm
going back.
My destiny is to fail.
Yeah, which that is a big thing from the comics.
Oh, yeah.
That's a running theme early on in the comics, is him destined to fail. And there was a nice thing about when he's talking to Dr. Stein when they were separated, and about how to travel back in time.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta run so fast and build up so much energy
that you break a hole in the space.
You break a hole, yeah. So, without saying Speed Force, that's
85 miles an hour, right?
88.
Doc Brown! Yeah. There was a couple of Back to the Future jokes they made during the episode, too.
they said something about Back to the Future and the Terminator.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was. And of course, General Elling, fantastically played by Clancy Brown.
Yeah.
Was going after Firestorm because he wants him as a weapon. And.
And he said, ah, ka, 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 ka.
Yeah. Because he is Mr. Krabs. But now the two can merge. Wait a minute.
They go back and forth.
They can go back and forth. He got a hold of the doctor, the old. And he was holding him and torturing him. And Ronnie was feeling it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so he carved in his arm where. and they were like mental, because they still share brain waves and stuff. They can kind of read each other.
Yeah, like the twin thing or whatever.
Yeah, and he was, yeah, I immediately thought, huh, wonder twin powers activate. And
yeah.
But,
yeah, he was form tapping of a Morse code.
Yeah, he was tapping, yeah, Morse code, and they figured out where he was, and Flash got him out. They merged, willingly, they merged, so it actually works this time. They get away, and the big thing about this episode of Flash was the very ending. After the show's over, they always do the little minute, 30-second cliffhanger thing to next, episode, which is going to be 3 weeks from now. They're taking a break. Yeah. Elling's in the general's with his troops and stuff, and you see whoosh, and he's gone. And he gets dropped in this it's a sewer.
Yeah.
And if you watched previous, you can kind of guess what's going to happen.
He becomes Splinter.
Not exactly. He becomes Splinters. And it's Reverse Flash. And he finally unmasks, and it is Wheelchair Dr. Wells. And he says that he protects his own. The general goes, "You're one of them. You're one of the metahumans." And he goes, "Yes, and I protect my own." And you hear a deep voice go, "General." And he's looking around. He goes, "That's in my head." And he goes, "Oh, God, it's..." And he goes, "Not God, it's Grodd." And you see the ape come, grab him, drag him off, kill him. And that's how it ends. I'm like, oh, so we got Reverse Flash and Gorilla Grodd teaming up.
We think he killed him.
That's true. I'm saying if a big giant ape that you used to torture has mind control powers and can talk, and you're dead. So Mr. Krabs has died.
He peeled him like a banana.
Yeah, he did. So that set up, I was so happy that they set that up. So that was all the shows this week. What'd you think of Flash there? Because I sent you a message immediately like, oh, the end of Flash, holy crap. Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, there was one thing I had, and I was going to say last week, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, the Simpsons episode, did you watch it?
Probably. Which one?
It was when, I don't remember exactly what was going on. Oh, they were creating a new town song for Springfield.
Oh, yeah, I watched that one.
Well, I didn't see this one.
They were making a reference to Michael Jackson being in Bart's rooms, and well, Mom and Dad thought that was fine.
Yeah. Oops.
I can't remember it all now, but I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, Lisa made a joke about Michael Jackson being in his room, and then he said he wasn't the real Michael Jackson; he was just a psychopath or something.
Right. Yeah. We'll get into some TV news. 23 million people watched the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special.
I stayed and watched the whole thing.
Did you watch it? Did you see any of it?
I watched it on Hulu.
Did you?
I just didn't like the musical guests.
Yeah.
What the hell, Miley Cyrus?
Whoa.
I mean, one, you were covered up. Two, you don't need to be singing no Paul Simon songs.
Cayenne or Kanye, whatever his name is. That was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
He needs fucking cayenne pepper to the eyeballs. Can't stand him.
And then the Paul McCartney, Paul Simon thing at the, like, close to the beginning was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then when McCartney did his own, I mean, he just sounded
he rambled.
He sounded like shit.
Yeah.
He looks like shit.
He did that song with Kanye, and I think it's going to kill him. He looked bad, and he rambled, and it was a bad deal. Skit-wise, I think the highlight was Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. Turd Ferguson come cruising in.
Yes. He saved it. Norm MacDonald saved the show.
Oh, that joke when he was talking about writing in the snow.
Yeah,
like it was your mother's handwriting.
She was holding the pen. Yeah. What was it? It was Let It Snow became Let Tits Now.
Yeah.
Let Tits Now.
And Who Reads became Horads.
Yeah.
It was so good. And Turd Ferguson showing up, Burt Reynolds asking who is Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
That's not an answer. Nah, I just want to know who is Andre the Giant. And he finally, oh, I figured it out. I'll take who is Andre the Giant for 1,000. I was like, oh. The Eddie Murphy thing.
Did that seem awkward to you?
A little bit.
Do you know what happened?
Uh-uh.
They wanted him to make a Bill Cosby joke.
Yes. And I saw this. Instead of having Keenan do the Bill Cosby thing during Celebrity Jeopardy, it was supposed to be Eddie Murphy. But he refused to do it.
Oh. He was supposed to do it in his little segment there when he was out there, and it just seemed awkward that he was there because he really didn't do nothing.
Chris Rock gave him like a 5-minute intro, and he was out there for less than a minute and just was clapping, and it's great to be here. Now to the next thing. Now, you know, that was pretty much it. And it was really weird, and the crowd didn't even know what to do. But I think, didn't Norm MacDonald kind of put on Twitter that, yeah, he was supposed to do Bill Cosby thing, but he refused.
And it was, I guess it was awkward between everybody there because he said, no, I'm fucking doing it.
And yeah. But, well, 40 years of Saturday Night Live, and I think most of them are going to be in the fucking Ghostbusters reboot. So.
Yeah,
I didn't like that whole Melissa McCarthy doing
that. Oh, that angered me.
Yeah,
and it takes a lot to really get me mad.
What?
Melissa McCarthy dressed up as Chris Farley as Matt Foley, motivational speaker.
Oh, I need to watch the whole thing.
It was during the Weekend Update thing. Oh, just, I did like having Jane Curtin on the Weekend Update, even though she did make a Fox News joke. But yeah, Melissa McCarthy being Chris Farley, no, don't do that.
Not Chris Farley, it's Matt Foley.
Well, yeah, don't do that.
Chris Farley.
It was wrong. I mean, you didn't have, you know, somebody else playing another person's character that had died. It just seemed wrong. I knew they were trying to go for the, well, she's funny and fat, and hey, Farley was funny and fat, so it's the same. No, fuck, no, it's not.
That whole Weekend Update thing, it kind of irritated me throughout it.
Yeah.
Because all they had was, you know, it was what, Tina Fey and
Amy Poehler and Jane Curtin.
And I was like, man,
did they do a Stefan on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did too. It was, who played Stefan?
Oh.
Because somebody else did it. It was Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Ed Norton played Stefan.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah.
I need to watch it.
And then Stefan come out.
Yeah. But
I thought the nod to Chevy Chase at the very end of the whole Weekend Update thing was cool.
Yeah.
They had him come out and he said a few words.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Did he say any N-words?
No. No. But they had the black man.
Yeah.
For the
Garrett Morrison.
Yeah.
Or Garrett Morrison.
For the hard of hearing.
And his he just speaks really loud and repeats what you say. Yeah. That old skit from the 70s. It was great. That part was great. But the callbacks were great. The Eddie Murphy thing was weird.
The Celebrity Jeopardy was great. Cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was pretty cool.
And some of them just looked like, man, I don't know if I'd have hired you, but
yeah, the Andy Kaufman thing.
Yeah.
I really wanted him to show up. I did so bad.
Like he was just sitting there.
Do I go now? Yeah. He was Andy Kaufman. It was great.
John Lovitz being dead.
Yeah, he's in the crowd.
He's in the crowd with his hands up going, I'm dead. What? Oh. Yeah. So many jokes at his expense. God. But, yeah, him and Norm MacDonald kind of stole the show for me. But yeah, 23 million people, and they re-aired it Friday night in place of Constantine. But, so, it was good, but
it was a good show.
It was good, but parts were weird.
Yeah.
Next thing I have here is we talked about the Walking Dead spinoff that they're basing in.
He's under the bed.
Yeah, that is supposed to be in L.A. stuff like that. It has only been ordered to pilot. It has not been ordered to series. So they're only shooting the pilot, and then we'll see what happens. More than likely, it will get.
You shoot the pilot, it's going to crash.
That's right. You make that joke every time.
Well, you know. Wait till you get to my sports segment.
Oh, God.
I got a good joke.
Yeah. Fox is making, I don't know if you ever read this comic book, Enormous?
No.
Okay, they're turning it into a mini-series. They're not going to do a whole series. It's going to be a mini. Basically, a big ecological disaster creates giant monsters. That's the whole point of it, and humans are being hunted. So, Fox is making it.
That was me.
Oh. Let's see. Universal Cable Productions, along with Bender Spink, the people that did We're the Millers and Ride Along, announced they are going to turn Dreadstar into a scripted series. This is another comic book.
Well, they don't have a good track record. We're the Millers. The first season was good.
Not We're the Millers, the TV show, the movie. Jennifer Aniston's stripper movie.
Okay, that was a good movie.
Yeah. It was a comic book started by Jim Starlin, who wrote the original Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel, the Infinity Gauntlet, which Marvel's doing now. He wrote all this. He will serve as executive producer and writer. So he's doing his own thing. Based on the series, it was an Epic Comics, but it was a Marvel imprint. follows Vanth Dreadstar, a sole survivor of the entire Milky Way galaxy, an ensemble cast of crewmates, including a cyborg sorcerer, and their struggle to end an ancient war between two powerful evil empires. Game of Thrones in space. So that ought to be interesting. I remember seeing those in the quarter bin when I was growing up. So, Doug Jones, who probably most people know from Hellboy, he was Abe Sapien.
Oh, yeah.
He was the fish guy.
Yeah.
He mo-capped everything Marvel, DC. He will be on Arrow as Deathbolt. So he's actually going to not be CGI'd. It's just going to be him. So, in an upcoming episode, Cartoon Network has announced they are selling the Boomerang channel, which they've Boomerang used to be just all Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
So yeah. It'll come back to them.
Yeah. That's a terrible joke that I set you up for. But they've rebooted it.
It took me a minute to get it.
Yeah. And it's now like family-friendly programming and cartoon stuff. And they also announced that they're going to reboot Powerpuff Girls. So
there was an eye roll in there.
Yeah. They announced this at, not up front, but they were talking to investors to try and get advertising. Most channels do this every year, but it doesn't usually leak out. But this did. So, AKA Jessica Jones has hired three new people for the cast. Eka Darville, who was on the originals, will play Malcolm Powder. In the comic books, he's a high school friend of Jessica. Erin Moriarty, who was in Kings of Summer, will be a woman that becomes a client of Jessica's private investigate superhero agency, and Will Travel from Red Widow will play an unnamed New York cop who takes protect and serve very seriously. So they're just fleshing out the rest of the cast. Harris Wittles, he's a comedian. He's basically, most people know him as he wrote, produced, and occasionally he would show up and act on Parks and Rec. They found him dead of a drug overdose. He was 30.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
What was it, cocaine?
I think they said OxyContin. I think that was preliminary, as they found a bunch of pills, so. And he had admitted that he had had trouble for years, so. But, yeah, there was a big thing on Twitter. Amy Poehler and Aziz, I can't say his name, were putting up tributes to him and stuff like this, so. Daniel Cerone, this is the executive producer of Constantine, took to Twitter because somebody asked him, hey, are you done? And he said that they will pitch to NBC for a second season in May, and that's when the final decision will be made, whether it will be back on NBC, canceled, or moved to Sci-Fi. So we have to wait till May to figure out.
Maybe C-SPAN.
Great.
Have you seen some of the shit on C-SPAN? They used to show the British House of Commons where they argue back and forth. Then they would show like things from the Philippines Congress where they were throwing shoes and chairs at each other. Yeah.
It's like a Bush press conference.
Yeah. Bush had fucking reflexes of a cat, boy.
Meow.
Yep. Producer Gail Katz, who did
a segue.
Yep. Who did Perfect Storm and Air Force One.
Yeah.
She has acquired the film and TV rights to Settlers of Catan. This is a very popular board game.
Yeah.
And she got the film and TV rights. She wants to do TV series and maybe spin a movie out of the TV series. So.
It's going to be kind of like Jumanji?
Yes.
I don't want to say Game of Thrones because everything can be compared to Game of Thrones, but it's settlers of an... Think of it as...
Risk.
Risk
meets Monopoly meets...
Medieval gotcha. Risk.
And Jumanji.
And Jumanji. Yeah, we just got through Jumanji in there. Laura Benanti has been cast as Laura Zor-El, the birth mother of Kara, for the upcoming Supergirl CBS show. Says, a strong noble woman, Allura sends Kara to Earth to escape Krypton's destruction. Her wisdom and guidance echoes across space and time, proving invaluable in Kara's journey toward becoming Supergirl. Not looking forward to that.
No.
No. You're a fan of Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Jason Biggs, who I can't stand, will not be returning for season 3.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Does it?
Not really.
Okay.
He's a terrible actor in the show.
He's just a terrible human being.
Well, he fucked a pie.
Well, it's not that. He...
Who would?
Oh, yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah. I don't want to go into the rape jokes he made about people and then, yeah. It's a bad deal. You can look it up, I'm sure. Last thing I have for TV news is Jill Marie Jones. She's been in Sleepy Hollow and Girlfriends. Has been cast in Ash vs. Evil Dead. She plays a disgraced state trooper named Amanda Fisher who tracks down Ash to clear his name, only to find he may be the only thing standing between mankind and the Evil Dead. So she's going to be the cop that helps him. She's the female lead. So
please tell me he still works at S-Mart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, of course he does.
I think that was the first thing they announced. When
yeah.
He was working. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into some movie news. Pacific Rim 2. They announced a little bit more about what the story will entail. It will focus more on the kaiju monsters, explain their origin, and possibly, this is a little rumor, the end of the second movie could set up a third, obviously. Yep.
When you're done, we gotta go back.
Okay. And could possibly, the third movie could cross over with Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Gojira. Yes. So, you wanted to go back. Yes, sir.
Yeah, TV news.
Yeah.
2.5 Queers or whatever ended.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
The very end was stupid.
The very end was fucking retarded.
They built it up like Charlie Sheen's going to make a grand appearance.
Yep. And he goes up to the door. He rings the doorbell. Fucking piano drops on him.
All you see is the back of his head.
Yeah.
And then you see Chuck Lorre sitting over there, and like, was it Karma's a Bitch or something?
No,
like
he turns around and goes, winning.
Yeah.
To right. make fun of Charlie, and then piano drops on him.
Nice.
That was the end of the show.
That's
yeah.
fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It kind of pissed me off.
There was a lot of inside jokes the whole episode, like, who would do that? And then everybody just looks at the camera.
Tiger Blood references and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was nice.
I did like that they brought the boy back.
Yeah, that was good. That he made an appearance and but yeah, I saw that and
I never did watch this show. I thought it was so dumb.
It was a lot of, there was a lot of Ashton Kutcher making the jokes about how Charlie's mad that he tried to replace him. Yeah. Apparently Charlie did want to come back.
Yeah.
And do a and spin off the show to the Harpers. He wanted to spin that out into a different sitcom show, but obviously, that's not how they decided to go, so...
They were talking crap about him, and they said, well, did he try anger management? I said, yeah, but it didn't work.
Bullshit, it worked. Look at his paycheck.
And then, what was it? Schwarzenegger was the detective.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger was the detective. Christian and Slater made a cameo.
They arrested Christian Slater dressed as Charlie would have been dressed. He said, yeah, and I'm the governor of California or something.
California, yeah. Yeah. That was the best part of the thing, was the Arnold thing.
Yeah.
But
it was kind of a letdown, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to movies.
Back to movie news. Daniel Cudmore, who has played Colossus since X3, Last Stand, Days of Future Past, took to Twitter to announce he will not be playing Colossus in the Deadpool movie. Therefore, one, confirming that Colossus will be in Deadpool, and two, that he will not be playing it. So maybe they'll get an actual Russian. The synopsis for Pirates of the Caribbean 5 was released. It will be called Dead Men Tell No Tales. And here's what they say. Thrust into an all-new adventure, a down-on-his-luck Captain Jack finds the winds of ill fortune blowing even more strongly when deadly ghost pirates led by his old nemesis, Captain Salazar, played by Javier Bardem, escape from the Devil's Triangle, determined to kill every pirate at sea, including him. Captain Jack's only hope of survival lies in seeking out the legendary Trident of Poseidon, a powerful artifact that bestows upon its possessor total control over the seas. So that's your next money grab.
Yawn. We're going to cross over into Justice League.
Probably, yeah.
And Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I dare the weirdo Captain Jack that we saw somebody cosplay at Wizard World. Yeah. Try to take that trident from Jason Momoa. I dare you.
Yeah. After the second one of those, I stopped watching.
What was the second one? Was that the Davy Jones?
I think it was. No.
I saw the one where Orlando Bloom becomes the new Davy Jones. That's the last one I saw.
Davy Jones from The Monkees?
Yes. Yes. Walking down the street. Cody Smith McPhee has been cast as Nightcrawler for X-Men Apocalypse. I'm showing a picture of him now.
He looks like a worm.
Just paint his ass blue, and there you go.
A worm.
I guess. But, yeah, he was in Romeo and Juliet.
He looks like he's got two fucking Adam's apples in that picture.
Yeah. He was in Let Me In, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. If you ever watched the movie The Road with Viggo Mortensen, he was the dumbass kid. So he's going to be Nightcrawler. A young Nightcrawler. More Ghostbusters news.
Okay. Yay.
Guess what it has to do with?
Canceling Ghostbusters.
No, Saturday Night Live. Cicely Strong from Saturday Night Live will be in the Ghostbusters reboot.
Why not?
Her character will be the biggest non-Ghostbuster part aside from the villain. So she's not one of the Ghostbusters. She's not the villain. What else is the biggest part?
The lesbian lead.
No, that's Melissa McCarthy.
She's got to have a partner.
She's playing an authority figure who liaises with the heroines. Ugh, I hate even saying that.
Heroines?
Yeah. Red dragon chasing the dragon. Privately backing their activities and acknowledging their legitimacy, but publicly denouncing the group to the media in order to avoid panic amongst the population.
Oh.
She's the mayor. Is what my guess is. So, yawn, I will not watch that movie. It has become Rocky V, which does not exist. Shush.
I see.
Yeah. As we told you last week, Neil Blomkamp, the director of District 9 and Chappie, it was up to him whether he wanted to do the Aliens movie. He agreed. We're getting that Aliens movie. But Fox is still going ahead with Prometheus 2, with Ridley Scott attached. Neil Blomkamp's movie will take place after Prometheus 2, setting-wise in the Alien universe. So I'm excited for that because the concept art looks awesome, and
yeah,
Chappie looks great. I've seen some trailers for that.
That movie looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and big fan of District 9, so...
Yeah.
I wish Vince was here for this one. They're rebooting Shaft.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, Oprah, coming back.
They rebooted, there's a comic out, too.
Yeah. New Line is going to reboot the movie Shaft with John Davis, the producer of the Predator franchise, attached. Yawn. Jesus. Marina Baccarin, Dr. Tompkins from Gotham.
Yep.
The voice of Gideon from Flash. From Firefly, from everything else. She is the female lead in Deadpool.
This is good.
This is very good.
She's hot.
My guess is she's playing Copycat. But that's just if you read the trailer or the script that was leaked 2 years ago. But they might have changed it. But yep, that's awesome casting. She's in everything now, which is fantastic. She's a good actress. Jay Hernandez, who was in Friday Night Lights, looks like he's going to join Suicide Squad, but no character given. The rumor is he's going to play the Joker's cellmate in Arkham. So,
did he give him the scars?
We don't know. We don't know what Joker this is. Jared Leto did say in an interview that he's putting on weight to play Joker. So, he's kind of a scrawny guy anyway, so they're trying to get him a little bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, they're teasing the doll maker. And in the... In that Joker story, he was pretty skinny. In the...
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Death of the Family.
That's true. I think that's just whoever draws him in the comic. They showed... Zack Snyder tweeted out a picture, the first picture of Jason Momoa as Aquaman. We all saw it, and I think it looks pretty badass.
Yeah, it's not what you expect.
No. He's... Looks like New Zealand warrior underwater king you would think he would look like. You know.
Yeah. I half expected Patrick Duffy in a Speedo.
Stepping out of the shower. That's a Dallas reference that you young people, kids won't get. I kind of figured it would look like from SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
Not Barnacle Boy.
Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man, yeah. It's kind of with the big star over his nose and face. So that looks pretty good. They've announced that the Wonder Woman solo movie will start filming in the fall. They did this with Man of Steel. They filmed a lot early and then went back in and CGI'd a lot. So I think that's what's going to happen there. There was a rumor that Mission Impossible 5 had stopped filming due to there not being an ending. That there was no good ending in the script. The director came out and said, angrily denied that. And was showing pictures from the set. So they hadn't shut down filming, so... This was big. Hollywood Reporter was the one that broke the story. And he was really kind of going after him. I hope your check cashed for your unnamed source. And yeah, he was not happy. But that wouldn't surprise me if there was no decent ending, the way they're trying to crank out these movies so fast.
Yeah, and the way the other four went.
Yeah. Well, the last one with Simon Pegg was good. I like that one. This was somebody, I think Ronnie put this on our Facebook page, and I had to do some digging, but this is true. The 90s cartoon Gargoyles is going to be redone live action by Marvel Studios.
Oh, yeah.
It will not tie in with Marvel movies. It won't be a part of that universe, but Marvel is the lead producer, along with Disney, on a live-action Gargoyles.
That's pretty exciting. That was a good cartoon.
Yes, and that may come up later in our top 10 list.
yeah, it will.
But basically, the whole voice cast of Gargoyles was Star Trek The Next Generation. So, but yep, you're going to get Gargoyles live-action. A thing has come out, and did we talk about this last week? How it's rumored Chris Pratt for Indiana Jones?
Yep, I saw that, yeah.
Did you see that Steven Spielberg came out and said that he would really like to direct Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones?
Yeah, it was on Reddit.
Was it? And since they just worked together on Jurassic World, looks like that more and more could happen, depending on Guardians 2 shooting schedule.
Shooting schedule.
Yep.
Schedule.
Shut up my words. the Razzie Awards were announced. You want to run through them real quick?
I guess.
These are the people voted on the worst in cinema this year. Ooh. I will give you the nominees. You tell me who you think won.
Okay.
For worst picture, Transformers 4, ooh, Ninja Turtles, ooh, The Legend of Hercules, not the one with the rock, the straight to DVD one, Left Behind, or Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Ding a ding a ding a ding. Real winner. Worst director. Seth MacFarlane, Million Ways to Die in the West. Jonathan Liebsman for Ninja Turtles. Rennie Harlan for Legend of Hercules. Darren Doan for Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. Or Michael Bay for Transformers 4.
Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
No. Michael Bay. Michael Bay, of course he gets worst director. Are you kidding me?
I like the Transformers movie. How could you not like a movie with Mark Wahlberg
in it? Yeah. Very easily.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah. You said you're coming around.
I'm coming around, but I ain't all the way there yet. Worst actor.
I was going to make a cum joke.
Worst actor. Adam Sandler for Blended. Seth MacFarlane for A Million Ways to Die in the West. Kellan Lutz for Legend of Hercules. Nicolas Cage for Left Behind. Or Kirk Cameron for Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Kirk Cameron.
Ding. Nicolas Cage. No, it was Kirk Cameron.
What?
There might be a running theme. Wink. Worst supporting actor.
Kirk Cameron.
No, he was a lead. Kiefer Sutherland for Pompeii, which I didn't even know existed.
I thought Thousand Ways to Die in the West was...
I thought it was a good movie.
It was watchable.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought Pompeii was a good movie.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot about it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger for Expendables 3. Shaquille O'Neal for Blended. Kelsey Grammer for Expendables 3, Legends of Oz, Think Like a Man 2, and Transformers 4. Apparently he ran out of Frasier money. Or Mel Gibson for Expendables 3.
Kelsey Grammer.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, we're going with Frasier. Kelsey Grammer won for all those movies.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Worst actress. Gaia Weiss for Legend of Hercules. I really don't want to see that movie now. Charlize Theron for A Million Ways to Die in the West. Melissa McCarthy for Tammy. Cameron Diaz for The Other Woman and Sex Tape. Or Drew Barrymore for Blended.
Cameron Diaz.
Drew Barrymore.
Ooh, Cameron Diaz. You are good on the bad movies, sir.
Well, that's because I've seen The Other Woman.
No. Oh. Great. We have two more categories here. Worst Supporting Actress. Bridget Cameron for Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. Susan Sarandon for Tammy, Nicola Plutz for Transformers 4, Megan Fox for Ninja Turtles, or Cameron Diaz for Annie.
Cameron Diaz, Annie.
Ooh, Megan Fox won Worst Supporting Actress with her weird thumb. Last one we're going to do here. Worst Remake. Transformers 4, Ninja Turtles, Legend of Hercules. I told you there's a running theme here. Atlas Shrugged 3, or Annie. What's the worst remake?
Ooh. This is hard. Because you got a black Annie.
Well, that one's not going to win worst because... Yeah.
It's a hate crime.
Yeah.
I gotta say Turtles.
Hercules.
Annie. Yes, Annie won worst remake. Or ripoff.
Should have went with my gut on that one.
Yeah. So those were your Razzie Awards.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of the Oscars are tonight, Al Sharpton.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's fantastic person.
I actually seen a critic today on something who was comment. He was a white guy, an older white guy, which just surprised me. He said, what's with the whitewashing of the Oscars this year?
What the hell? Yeah. But Al Sharpton's National Action Network and the civil rights group, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable said they're going to demonstrate tonight at the Oscars.
Eye roll.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, wait until somebody pulls out a gun.
The Oscars don't have a whitewash problem. Movie studios not giving good roles to black people, that's your problem. If you want to really get into it. But Oscar nominations, Oscars
okay, are... Okay, but if you want to do a movie like Annie, come on.
Yeah, there's some... Yeah, I agree.
Let's remake Schindler's List with a Mexican. I mean, there's some things you just don't do.
I really want to make a fence joke. Oh, God. No.
Or a drywall joke or a landscaping joke.
Yeah. Fence ain't going to keep him in a concentration camp. Doesn't keep him out of the country. See, there's your joke. We'll run down some of the Oscar things here. I've seen a few of them. I haven't seen most of the ones that are nominated.
Like usual.
Best Picture, you have Whiplash, Theory of Everything, Selma, Imitation Game, Grand Budapest Hotel, Boyhood, Birdman, or American Sniper.
I'm hearing it's going to come down to Birdman or Boyhood.
That's what I've read, too.
I haven't seen any of those.
You haven't seen American Sniper yet?
I saw American Sniper. That's the only one I've seen.
Illegally.
No, I watched Theory of Everything, too. That was the Stephen Hawking movie. I think Boyhood will win, just because that's what everybody's saying. I haven't seen them. A lot of these are just...
I've heard a lot about American Sniper.
Yes.
It's a good movie.
And that leads into our next one, which is Best Actor. Benedict Cumberbatch for Worst Name Ever. In the Imitation Game, Eddie Redmayne for Theory of Everything, Michael Keaton for Birdman, Steve Carell for Foxcatcher, and Bradley Cooper for American Sniper.
See, I heard everybody saying Keaton's going to run away with that one.
That's what I've heard, but man, Bradley Cooper was really good in American Sniper.
Yeah, they said Keaton should run away with it, but don't be surprised if Bradley Cooper wins it.
But I think Eddie Redmayne will win for playing Stephen Hawking.
But wasn't J.K. Simmons nominated?
We are coming up to him. He is in supporting.
Okay.
Best Actress, Julianne Moore, Felicity Jones, Marion Cotillard, Rosamund Pike, and Reese Witherspoon. It's Julianne Moore.
Yeah. I don't
like it. Should be Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl, but she won't win. So
I don't like Julianne Moore.
She was good in Big Lebowski, but
that
and Chloe. That's
Red Dragon was she was in?
Yeah, she was in Red Dragon.
That was a horrible role for her.
Yeah. Now every time I hear Red Dragon, I immediately think of the wrestling tag team and not the movie. I thankfully diverted my attention. Best Supporting Actor. This is what you were talking about. J.K. Simmons for Whiplash, Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher, Robert Duvall for The Judge, Ethan Hawke for Boyhood, and Ed Norton for Birdman.
You're just saying J.K. Simmons is going to run away?
Yeah, I think so. If anybody slips in, it would be Edward Norton. We'll do... You want to do Supporting Actress real quick?
Because I heard Patricia Arquette, they're saying.
Patricia Arquette, Laura Dern, Keira Knightley, Emma Stone, or Meryl Streep. Everybody's saying Patricia Arquette, but
I think it'd be Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep hasn't won this award, so if you're gambling, don't gamble.
It's bad for you.
Unless it's house money.
Yeah, unless it's house money. We'll do, last one we'll do is Best Animated Feature, because we like cartoons.
Yay!
Tale of Princess Kaguya, that's a Japanese one. That's not going to win. Song of the Sea, Little Girl and Seals, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Box Trolls, or Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6.
That would be my pick, but I wouldn't be surprised if they give it to one of the weird...
Yeah, the one four you haven't heard of.
Yeah. So, there's your Oscars.
Oh, movie news. You seen the trailer for the new Pixar movie? Inside Out?
Inside Out, yes. Because they have Funkos of them, and I want them all. It's the one where they're all emotions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard about this a while back.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
They announced it a long time ago, yeah. And they're finally starting to put trailers out.
Oh, I think I saw a trailer. I don't remember. I mean, maybe it was on Reddit or something, but it looks pretty good.
The trailer was freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're putting the foot down.
Yeah, and then poof, the foot goes down.
Because Anger is voiced by Lewis Black.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the Funko I want, because they have it, just the giant red figure. Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah, Oscars are tonight. I won't be... Or I might flip back and forth between the wrestling pay-per-view. Last thing I have for movie news. This is big spoiler for Star Wars. If you do not want to know, fast forward a few minutes. All right, you good? Okay. This was all shot at Pinewood Studios in England. I'm just going to run down. There's a list of things that happen, and here you go. The sequence takes place on the ramparts of the evil castle. Han Solo is hiding. He finally decides to reveal himself to Kylo Ren, who's your bad guy. Finn, Rey, Chewbacca, and BB-8 all stop. These are your good guys, and Chewie and the ball droid. They watch as Han confronts Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren silences the conversation forever. Chewbacca lets out an angry roar and laser blasts. Kylo Ren flees. There's explosions. Stormtroopers file in. Finn and Rey are forced to flee. More explosions. BB-8 and Chewie flee to the Falcon and take off. Han is never seen in a scene after this. So he did.
Allegedly.
No, this was all filmed, so whether or not they put it in...
But that doesn't mean he'd be dead for... Good.
Well, it's Star Wars. Nobody's ever dead forever. So it's like X-Men. Alright, spoilers over.
He'll come back as White Vader.
Yeah, I can see that. But, so yeah, that's kind of a big thing that I think they were really wanting to keep under wraps, but it leaked out, so...
There's no secrets in Hollywood.
Not anymore. And thank God there's not, or we wouldn't have a show. We'll go into comic book news real quick. I only have a few things. Len Wein, the guy that created Wolverine and Nightcrawler, he was in the hospital he was pretty bad off, and he was in the hospital for a while. He's been released, so he's getting better. So that's good. Brett Ewins, British artist, did a lot of stuff for Judge Dredd and stuff. He passed away at 59, which was sad. Marvel has announced Secret Wars tie-in books. I'll go down the list real quick. There's a shit ton.
He said shit, and I farted.
Yep. Besides your normal Secret Wars, Battle World, ongoing, you're going to get Master of Kung Fu, Ultimate End, which would be for the Ultimate Universe, Inhumans, Adeline Rising, Old Man Logan, Ghost Racers. This is all the Ghost Riders put together in one book. So all the way from the Old West Ghost Rider to the new Mexican kid in his car. So you're going to get MODOK Assassin, Secret Wars 2099, Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies, Deadpool's Secret Wars. Has nothing to do with Secret Wars. He's going back in time to fight the original ones. Yeah, because he's Deadpool. Inferno, which was an X-Men. We're getting Spider-Verse. Planet Hulk.
Spider-Verse.
It's a tie-in. I think it's all the Spider-Men's in one thing. So, again.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry.
I got one more book to buy for Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Planet Hulk. Infinity Gauntlet. Other tie-ins will be a Secret Wars journal, A-Force, which is the all-female Avengers we talked about.
Yeah.
Where Monsters Dwell is going to be a book. That's for Weird World. That's their Werewolf by Night, Dracula area. Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows. This was the timeline where they got married and had the kid. And to be announced, a Captain Marvel series. This is the female Captain Marvel. So. That's all your tie-ins for Secret Wars, as least as of now. Jesus Christ. Oni Press, kind of a lower, not as big publisher as Marvel and DC, obviously.
Right.
But they have announced something that I have been looking forward to for many years now. We're going to get an ongoing series starting in July of Invader Zim.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
I have one of the seasons on DVD.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I really miss that show. Joan Vasquez, the creator, is insane. Probably literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're getting an ongoing series, so yeah, I'm going to be picking that up. Last thing I have for comic book news is extremely creepy, and I have to pull it up. James went on our Facebook page and posted this link to a man.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw this?
Yeah.
What the blue hell? A man in, where the hell is he? Venezuela.
Yeah.
Has taken body modification to turn himself into the Red Skull.
Holy shit.
He has tattooed his eyeballs. He has put in dermal implants. He's tattooed his face red and black.
And cut his nose off.
Oh, so you got the Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's worse than Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
Michael had a flap. This dude don't even have a flap.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard for him to pick his nose.
No. He probably could with his elbow. I don't even understand this.
Yeah, I don't know about the forehead thing, because Red Skull doesn't have crap on his forehead like that. It's just...
Yeah, it's just red. I don't understand that at all, and I'm sure you can go online and look up idiot Venezuelan that...
He's not done with it yet, is he?
Probably not. No, see, despite the drastic surgery, this person that needs bleached out of the gene pool is getting ready to take it even further to fulfill his dream. Ay.
And there's a video?
We ain't watching the damn video. No. He's actually legally changed his name to Red Skull.
Is he still happily married?
Yes. Before the surgery, he underwent several physical and psychological tests, according to his quote-unquote surgeon.
Is he a Nazi sympathizer?
Next will be silicone implants on the cheekbones, chin, and cheeks. Then we will tattoo his entire face red, and he will be the Red Skull.
That is so...
He needs taken out of the gene pool immediately. I don't care if he's in another country. That's just weird.
I have seen something where they said tattooing your eyeballs is becoming a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They color the white part of their eyes.
Oh, you freaky bastards.
Yeah, and you can get, like, little, I don't know, things put in there. They can put implants in there, like a little 8-ball looking thing. Or...
Why in blue hell would you...
I don't know.
Hey, stupid people, stop it. I have nothing for video game news, because nope. Vince isn't here. So we'll move on to wrestling.
What's that video game he's all about?
Hatred.
Yeah, Hatred.
Yeah, buy there it. You go. Buy Hatred when it comes out.
And no. Mortal Kombat X.
Yes, that looks really good.
Did you see the Spawn thing?
Yes, that is... Okay, let's talk about that for video game news. There's a rumor that Spawn could be downloadable content.
There's a video of some girl that appears to be highly intoxicated talking to Todd McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about he's left it open to Netherrealm, whether they want to use him in the game or not.
Which means he would not be on launch.
Yeah.
He would be downloadable content.
Yeah, and he talks about the more of the movie and the comic and more of his toys and stuff.
But he did slip that in that
it
could be DLC for Mortal Kombat X, and
that
would be awesome.
Yeah, it would. I'm going to get the game anyway, but Spawn, yeah.
Yeah, you're a big Spawn fan, and that would be fantastic. Let's see. That was video game news. I'll go into wrestling real quick.
Wrestling.
The band Less Than Jake has offered to redo Sami Zayn's theme from NXT. They took to Twitter and asked him. He's like, if we can get this done, that'd be great. So, WWE Fastlane is tonight. I will run through the card real quick. And, of course, I will if I can figure it out. Okay, here we go. Let's start with your Intercontinental Championship match. Bad News Barrett versus Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
Yep, this is Ambrose's to win. Tag team title match, the Usos versus the Brass Ring Club, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
Bushwhackers.
Are you reading ahead in the notes? They're coming up. Easy.
Seriously, Bushwhackers?
Easy killers. I would like to see Cesaro and Kidd win, but I think they're going to keep the belts on the Usos. Goldust versus Stardust.
Goldust is back?
He's been back for a while.
Is this a new one or the same one?
Same dude. Better shape now, wrestling better than ever.
He must have stopped smoking cigars.
He's wrestling his brother. The whole thing is, Stardust is the character. He's taken over Cody. Kind of a split personality deal. And he's going to fight him to try and bring Cody back. And Dusty was on Monday trying to talk sense into Stardust. And yeah, this should have been done 2 years ago. But,
so it's Goldust versus Stardust?
Mm-hmm. Stardust to win. This will keep the...
I thought that was Goldust.
That's Goldust. The one with a star on his face is Stardust. That's Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, but that looks like Goldust. Fucking
weird.
This is Goldust.
But the other one looks like Goldust.
Yes, he's supposed to. Well, now he's actually started to paint his purple and weird.
This looks like Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually did one, or it looked like flames. He really can do elaborate stuff with his face, man. He's been doing it for 20 years, so... your next match is the 6-man tag for no real reason except they have nothing to do.
Got the beard.
Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and Ryback versus Seth Rollins, Kane, and The Big Show.
Why is Kane wearing a suit?
Because he's now corporate Kane. Okay. He is basically Triple H's henchman.
This beard's awesome.
Yeah, Eric Rowan's beard is awesome. My guess is the good guys will win.
They're all big guys.
Kane and Big Show will fight again, and the good guys will slip in and win real quick. For the United States title, Rusev versus John Cena.
Yeah, same. Rusev. John Cena. Can't fucking see him.
Yeah, can't see him coming.
especially now since they're doing an eye injury angle. Rusev has not been pinned or submitted, but Cena is... Superman. So I don't really think they're gonna put the US title on Cena.
They did before, that's how they got that cool belt.
Oh, that fucking spinner belt. Yeah.
It's coming back.
No, and the spinner belt is never coming back.
It's cool, he's bringing it back.
Yeah. That's a Porch Monkey reference.
Clerks, he said it.
Clerks, too. This is going to be like a disqualification. No, Cena will win, but he won't win the belt type of deal. Divas title, Nikki Bella, the one with the boobs, versus Paige.
Look like a bunch of whores.
These were the two. These two were at Wizard World.
Oh, they're whores.
Yeah. Well, one's banging John Cena, the other one banging Daniel Bryan. She's married to Daniel Bryan.
We didn't see him, did we?
No, they're...
We walked by a room.
We walked by their people were starting to go in for their panel. Yeah. Paige should win, but since your one's nailing John Cena, I imagine she'll probably keep the belt. Your main event, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. The winner goes on to WrestleMania to fight Brock Lesnar. I know that Vince wants Roman Reigns to win, setting up a one-on-one with Brock, but this could be a double disqualification, make it a three-way at WrestleMania. There you go. So that'll happen tonight, and I'm sure it will not be as good as the NXT show.
All right, out of the Bushwhacker.
I'm getting there. Samoa Joe has left TNA. He announced on Twitter. It was kind of the same deal as AJ Styles. He thought he was worth a certain amount of money. TNA couldn't afford it, so he decided to leave. Cesaro's Twitter was hacked on Monday night, and ended up getting the hashtag #PushCesaro trending worldwide. This was announced a couple days ago or something, and it wasn't on the wrestling website I saw it first. It was on a legal website, or it might have been Reddit. WWE Dr. Chris Amon has filed a lawsuit against Colt Cabana and CM Punk for upwards of $2 million in damages due to comments and allegations made about his work and treatment of Punk. Punk made the comments on Colt Cabana's podcast. WWE is supporting the doctor in his claims against Punk and Cabana, offering video footage that he did not have a baseball-sized lump on his back during the Royal Rumble. Just a bunch of deals. I doubt this will ever go to trial. This will probably be settled out of court, but if it would go to trial, it would be very interesting that they would have to bring in all the wrestlers to testify under oath. And that could get really messy really quick. So, sad news from wrestling. Tim Donst, who is one of my favorite guys that was in Chikara, announced they found a tumor in his kidney, and he's going to go undergo treatment and doesn't know if he'll be able to wrestle anymore. Get better, Donst. The last thing I have for wrestling news is the latest rumor for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We announced last week that Kevin Nash will be getting in. They haven't officially said it yet, but he's getting in. Shawn Michaels is inducting him. Is that, spoiler, you've already said it, the Bushwhackers may be getting in to the Hall of Fame this year.
Hell yeah.
There you go. This is right up your alley. This is back when you used to watch.
I just want to see that shit again.
Oh, the arms up and down, yeah. Licking kids' head. You couldn't do that nowadays.
The guy smacked himself in the head.
Licking, yeah. Mean Gene.
Yeah, we're gonna lick Mean Gene. He liked it. But they used to like come down to the ring and they would like lick the kids and say, "Man, you imagine the lawsuits now."
Oh, yeah.
You can't even look at a kid funny if you're trying to get a lawsuit, but
he's, yeah, trying to stick it in his butt.
So that's the big rumors that the Bushwhackers could be the next after Nash is announced. So it looks like that Larry Zbyszko will be next year.
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom was in last year, year before, because last year was Ultimate Warrior, year before that was Road Warriors. Let's see. I have a couple things for sports, and then I'll throw it over to Timmy. Former UFC middleweight champion Anderson Silva, we announced a couple weeks ago that he failed a drug test before his fight, that they went ahead and still let him fight. He failed his post-fight test as well for the same thing.
Shocker.
Yeah. No, not really. Failed his post-fight urine test after his unanimous decision win. Tested positive for the same substance. UFC has announced that starting July 1st, they are going to test all fighters. All fighters will be subject to out-of-competition and competition drug screens. they're pushing for a 2 to 4 year ban if a fighter is caught.
Yeah, but they still got all that money wrapped up in them. They'll let them fight again just like they did this last time.
Yeah, it's exactly. Well, I think the out of competition testing will weed some of that out. If they bust you before competition or during your quote unquote off season, then they're not going to book you for a fight, obviously.
But what they do is they say, look, if you fail the test, you're not fighting, and you got to pay all the money we lost promoting this fight. That would weed out a lot of it.
Yeah, I think 2 to 4 year ban, that's a career killer, UFC. Yeah. If you're out for 2 years, you're done, really. So,
hey, you throw the 2 year ban on top of you got to pay us everything you fucking spent promoting.
Yep, that would be big. I think you're going to find a lot more people are going to get caught with this. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Kind of the baseball deal.
I'm going to go here, Nate.
Okay.
Tinkle, tinkle.
I have that. Jesus Christ, you weirdo. The fight that should have been done 5 years ago has officially been announced. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, May 2nd, 2015.
It's 5th.
Might be May 5th.
No, it might be the 2nd.
It's the 2nd.
Maybe
let's,
it's the
let's say with the 2nd.
Let's go to 4th.
This is upwards of a quarter of $1 billion deal.
A bajillion?
Yeah. Which is weird that Mayweather has all this money and he can't read.
If you have money, you don't need to be.
That's apparently right. Last thing I have for sports news before I throw it over to Timmy is Chris Bosch. Do you have this one?
No.
He is out for the season due to a blood clot in his lung.
I thought it was multiple blood clots.
Sure, why not? You didn't have the story, but now you think you know the story.
What well, I wasn't going to report on it because I don't like basketball.
No, that's true. All right, keep going. Sports for you.
Anyway, sports. I got to find my sports.
Hold on. Okay, now go. Sorry, Vince we had to take a little thing there.
Vince Lombardi's sweater from West Point was found at a Goodwill.
Goodwill.
Goodwill store. The guy bought it for 58 cents.
Wow.
It was sold for $43,000.
Holy shit.
And 20 cents.
That's a hell of a profit.
That's like the one I saw that a guy bought a watch at a Goodwill for like $6 and turned around and sold it for
$63,000.
Yeah. Yeah. You can start shopping at Goodwill more. Oh, damn.
This guy said if he wouldn't have found it, it most likely would have been turned into a rag somewhere. Because he didn't even know what it was when he bought it.
Yeah.
He said his wife was jacking around with it and seen Lombardi on the tag and was like, what the hell? And did some research.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. Jameis Rapist Winston and Marcus Mariota.
Yep, they're in Indy.
They're in town. They threwed the other day.
Throwed
at the combine.
Yep.
It was speculated that they weren't going to throw, but they come around and said, we're going to throw. Rapist Winston was being evaluated for having a weak arm.
And morals.
Yeah.
Morals?
Yeah. Apparently rape is bad. Morals? Not if you're a Florida State quarterback.
Morals of what?
Yeah.
I'll take some morals. Oakland and San Diego.
This is bullshit.
Are in talks to both move to Los Angeles and share...
Share a stadium.
Is that three teams?
That would be two. Oakland NFL.
And okay. San Diego.
Yeah, so one would leave San Diego, one would leave Oakland. They would both go to L.A. and share a stadium, kind of like Jets and Giants do. But.
But. There's always a but.
Both teams are AFC.
One of them would have to switch to NFC.
Ah, okay.
They did make that.
Point.
That's retarded.
That's very retarded.
Yeah.
I know San Diego doesn't want to... they don't have the money or the space to build a new stadium.
But you see, the jacked up thing about that is they always host the Super Bowl a lot.
Yeah.
So where's all their money going?
Well, I know Comic-Con has been trying to get a bigger... they've been trying to expand the convention center in San Diego for Comic-Con, which badges went on sale yesterday and sold out in an hour.
Yeah.
But, and they're saying, no, we're not expanding anything, so... There's the rumor that the big Comic-Con may move, and Indy's trying to put in a bid for it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because we'll knock down some shit.
It would end up in Chicago, but...
Yeah, I don't know. We'd knock down some shit.
Yeah, we would. For that? Hell yeah, we would.
Zoo, we would not be able to afford to go.
No, we could see it from our house.
But LA couldn't support one team. I think it would support two.
Exactly.
Anyways.
They're a basketball town. They're not a football town.
Yeah. Stuart Haas recently... Well, let's start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning, actually.
Kurt Busch has been suspended indefinitely for smacking a bitch. Stuart Haas Racing has tapped Regan Smith to replace him for Daytona. They're not sure about
going forward yeah.
depending on when Busch can return. Staying with the NASCAR, Kurt's brother Kyle
yes.
was involved in a wreck last night at Daytona. Fractured his leg, compound fracture in his leg, fractured his foot. He's out for a while now.
He might be out for majority of the year.
Yeah. He's being replaced by Truck Series driver Matt Crafton, who has never raced in the Daytona 500. So,
oh, wow.
Good job there.
Nice to have a big one wreck.
So I made the joke yesterday. This means the only Bush in the race today
will be Danica.
Will be Danica Patrick.
Yeah. that's fantastic.
I was told I need to be a comedian.
was that at Crackers on open night or no?
on the baseball news, pitchers and catchers reported last week.
That's not gay either.
Nope. It's a baseball thing. position players are supposed to report either this week or next week.
I think it's next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To speed up the play, which is stupid, they're institutionalizing that pitch thing. Clock. Yeah.
That's going to be killing it.
Yeah, they're putting in a pitch clock.
Putting in a pitch clock. You got... I think they're giving you, for nationally televised games, it's like 2:45 in between innings. We're switching.
Mm-hmm.
And for local, it's 2:30.
Something like that,
And then in between pitches, you're allowed 40 seconds. The batter has to keep one foot in the box. If you get a new pitcher coming in, you get 8 warm-up pitches. You got X amount of time to complete them in. If you don't complete your pitches in that amount of time, you forfeit your pitches. Which, to me, I mean, you spend all this time in the bullpen warming up.
You should be ready.
Yeah, you don't need 8 more pitches. Just get your ass up there and throw the ball. But I don't agree with speeding it up. I mean, it's baseball. It's been like that forever.
Yeah.
And if things magically fall into place, I may be going to the All-Star game. So.
You and Mike?
No. Fuck you. There ain't a middle finger big enough to say fuck you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You guys can take the meat wagon.
You should be a comedian.
Now, I know I always say soccer is not a real sport. But in soccer, actual news, the Indy 11 is looking at getting a stadium.
Yes.
And it's a cool... Have you seen the... It's
try English. It works.
They're modeling it kind of after the bird's nest in China.
Yeah.
That they used for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
It actually looks really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're talking they can use it for concerts and all this. I forget the price tag they threw on it.
I forget how much, but...
It's not bad, I don't think. But it looks really cool.
$82 million.
$82 million. That's not bad.
No. Not for a big multi-purpose stadium.
No.
Yeah.
So. And for...
And the big thing is...
For a concert venue, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And the big thing is Indy 11 sold out every game this year. Their first season, they sold out every game, which is huge.
And I guess it was going through the Indiana House, and they passed it, which I didn't get. They said they didn't understand how... They were coming up with their figures, but they passed it through.
Because it's the Indiana House.
And, so we'll see what the Senate says. So,
yeah. It's on to the Senate, so maybe we'll get
funding. I'd say, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? If anything, I mean, IUPUI can use it.
Yeah.
And
Butler could use it. IUPUI could use it. Yeah. There's...
I mean, in concert venue, it would be a lot better than going to fucking Deer Creek.
Yeah, that's true.
Does it say where it's located?
It would be downtown.
They have not set a spot yet because they're still waiting to find out if it's going to be passed. But they're looking at different spots, and you still got that picture?
No.
One end opens up kind of like Lucas Oil does.
Yeah.
And they said that will be faced towards downtown so you can see the skyline.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of shit they can tear down down there.
Oh, yeah. especially over here on the other side of the White River.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it would be open facing towards downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But it looks, I mean, for, like, I'm not going to call it what it is, but a concert venue, it looks cool.
It's a soccer stadium, damn it, just say it.
So,
people will run around in the grass.
Yeah.
For Mexican, hours on
for hours on
Mexicans.
Yeah, we have a couple on team. So, that it for sports?
So, in sports, and in sports and soccer, not a real sport, but I hope we get that stadium.
There you go.
So I can watch people.
Run around, yeah. I have two things for music news before I throw it to Mr. Short. I hope I don't step on your stories.
Don't worry about it.
Do you have the Hollywood Vampire story?
No.
We're getting a new super group. Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I heard about this.
They're going to play... They got a main stage slot. At Rock in Rio.
You're Jewish now.
Mahaim. They'll share the bill with System of a Down, Queens of the Stone Age, and the reunited Faith No More, which I would be more excited to see Faith No More. But, yeah, Johnny Depp's going to play with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry. Good on you. It has been revealed that Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden has undergone treatment for a cancerous tumor on the back of his tongue. That's all I have on that. So... What you got for music news?
I have Afro Man.
Oh, I saw this. Jeez.
He punched the fuck out of a lady on stage.
Yeah, he did.
He's playing guitar up there by himself,
yeah.
It looked like. And she got up on stage and was dancing. And he was fine with it at first, but she kept dancing on him.
Yeah.
So he hauled off and punched her.
Way later. Good
night.
It
was in Biloxi, Mississippi. During a Mardi Gras performance. Yeah. He was arrested after the performance.
Yeah, a black man punches a white woman in Mississippi. Yeah, I think he's going to get arrested.
And he posted $330 bond and was released.
Yeah.
Why even waste the time?
Because they had to, because it was on video.
Yeah.
But couldn't they get her for trespassing or something?
Yeah,
and then technically
probably.
At that point it's self-defense?
Probably. But I don't know. It'll end up... washed away. So.
Oh, yeah, he punched the fuck.
Yeah, he nailed her. It was an ungodly punch.
I heard
side
about
of the
it.
Head.
Yeah.
Because she was just turned sideways.
Video and like wham. She's like grinding on his butt, and he just turns around fucking lays her out.
Yeah.
And then he just went on playing.
Yeah, just like nothing happened. So.
Yeah. Lil Wayne bought his daughter a red BMW and a white Ferrari for her 16th birthday. Over 700,000 worth of cars.
To quote the legendary Rick James, should have never gave you people money.
Kanye has his own shoe. It's an Adidas shoe. It's ugly as balls. It's sold out.
Shoved up his ass.
It was $350 on the Adidas website, I think. And they sold out. And people are selling them on eBay for $3,200.
To go back to my previous statement, should have never gave you people money.
That's retarded for that moron.
Yes.
And the last story, which you sent me.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to use this one.
Tom DeLonge believes there's life on other planets. Tom DeLonge of Blink-182. He has his own website. It's called Strange Times. Dedicated to exposing the truth of what he calls the phenomenon. Sorry, was that the word of the day?
Yay! Yay! No, it's a fucking Simpsons game.
There is a full interview with him on papermag.com, and it's fucking weird.
Yes, please go read this, because I think I told you he is now level 3 on our batshit crazy musicians. You have Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
Who's far and away in the lead.
Yeah.
Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud. And now Tom DeLonge. I'm thinking supergroup.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could throw in Tom Cruise or...
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I mean, to some extent, I believe that there's other life out there, but this is...
Yeah. I was camping out at Area 51, and I did mental projection. Like, whoa, dude, you were smoking some stuff.
Yeah, I read a bunch of the interview, and I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, that's a little bit too crazy even for us.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Yep, that's pretty much
I mean, we watch a Mike Tyson cartoon with a talking pigeon. I mean, come on.
Like Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, well, that's right. Who is Andre the Giant? Your song of the week this week, in order of our big Star Wars news, this is Lindsey Stirling with the Star Wars melody. So here you go.
Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of The Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
And we're back.
Where do we go?
Went outside. Huh. Make fun of kids sledding. We'll get into our internet questions this week. Do you miss arcades?
I do.
I very much miss arcades.
Yeah. I actually went to an arcade over... that actually was on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was your prime arcade location? What one did you go to?
Circle Center Mall.
You went to Circle Center?
I went to the one Putt-Putt Golf and Games in East Washington.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. We had a Pac-Man Palace in Anderson, and we had a Putt-Putt. Normally I was at Pac-Man Palace, and it was in the mall. So.
Oh, and there used to be one called Wally World. I don't remember where it was.
Is the one still at Circle? Let's see. Regardless if you were good at it or not, what was the one game you just had to play every time you went in?
Racing game.
Cruising USA.
Daytona was the racing game, yeah. Is the one arcade still on the top floor at Circle Center?
It is, and it is shit.
Really? Yeah. That's what it, wasn't it Sega World or something for a while?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Let's see.
Half of the shit didn't work when we were there.
Yeah.
That big, do they still have that big four-car IndyCar game?
Yeah, they still got the IndyCar game.
Yeah, that was cool.
The virtual rides, they got rid of all of them.
Really?
Those were cool.
Yeah.
It's cool, so let's get rid of it.
Yeah. What would the first song or album you play while in a zombie apocalypse? I believe Shane asked this, and his was Testaments to Legacy. So, what would your song or album you would play of the zombie apocalypse?
Walk with me in hell. Lamb of God.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stuck in the middle with you.
I would go with CCR's Run Through the Jungle. Nice. Since it's used in every movie, Vietnam flashback.
Yeah.
In this day and age of streaming TV online, do you prefer to still watch a show weekly, or do you binge watch?
It depends on how the show's put out. Like The Flash and Gotham, I can only watch those on Hulu as they come out.
Right.
But
Daredevil comes out, I'm going to binge that.
Yeah, I'll probably binge that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been... Me and my wife watch Orange is the New Black whenever we can. So yeah. Whenever the children are not around.
Yeah.
There's lots of titties.
As much as I want to watch the next Flash right now, waiting a little bit, I guess, is good. But
yeah,
I kind of... I'll watch weekly, but then if I come upon a show that's been out for a little while that I like, I'll go back and I'll binge watch to where I'm at.
Yeah,
I binge watched Trailer Park Boys for some reason.
Yeah, there you go. Favorite bands from the 80s and your favorite songs by them? Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, Metallica, Inner Sandman was 90s, 80s was Ride the Lightning,
Master of Puppets,
Kill 'Em All, so, a lot of 80s, you had Cinderella, you had, hair metal was big in the 80s, so.
Yeah, I would go with mostly Metallica.
Yeah, that would probably be mine too. What about you, 80s?
I was 6.
Yeah, so. You kids.
When 89, I was 6 years old. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about the show earlier. Gargoyles versus He-Man. Who wins?
Ooh.
If they fight?
The viewer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if they fight, it starts as a tie, and then they figure out who the bad guy is that's made them fight, and then they kill Skeletor. Yeah. That's kind of what
there you go.
Or they go to Venezuela or wherever and kill the guy.
Kill the Red Skull, yeah. Jeez. But, yeah. I think if it was just them fighting... No, He-Man would win. Sun would come out, they'd turn back to stone, and Ram-Man would just smash them. There you go. If you could travel through time, would you go into the past or the future, and how far would you go in either direction?
Hmm. Probably go to the future.
Yeah. Probably just see if Futurama happens.
Yeah.
If I went to the past, I would probably go to, you know, Mr. Lincoln, you really don't want to see that fly. Dear President Kennedy, don't go to Dallas.
Put on this Kevlar helmet.
Yeah.
And this scarf.
And the scarf. Well, what about you?
I'd probably do a little bit of both.
Yeah, not too far back, though. Not like dinosaur time.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to, like, the creation of Timmy. I don't need to see that.
No. Who do you like to win the Daytona 500? I'm going with the white guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with either Harvick or Junior.
That makes sense.
I don't have a fucking
I'm
going
to go with Danica. Screw it. Is she even racing? Mm. Yeah, because you said Bush joke. Yeah. So, what is your favorite Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey movies?
Jim Carrey, I'd have said The Mask. Or Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, Me, Myself, and Irene.
My favorite Jim Carrey movie is not a comedy. I love Truman Show.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good
one. What about Man on the Moon? That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's my favorite. Him as Andy Kaufman. Adam Sandler, for me, it's got to be Happy.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard, yep. That would be my 1B, so... Then after that, they just kind of
click
tanked. Yeah, click. The best thing at Click was Christopher Walken.
Yeah. That was good.
But,
Beyond.
Yeah. Nobody ever goes in here. You want to do our top 10 list or you want to do our fan casting first?
We always end with the fan casting.
Okay. Well, we didn't last week, and you weren't here. So. We'll do our top 10s. And the one I have on the screen right now is not the one we're doing. Damn it, Vince. So, you want to do...
May you get better soon. We miss you.
Yeah. You don't listen.
I thought he did.
No.
Well, in that case, fuck him. I hope he dies.
No. Oh, wow. Jesus, you hateful bastard. You want to do 90s cartoons or hottest women of geek TV?
Don't matter to me.
I have them on the same page. Don't matter to me.
Let's start with 90s cartoons.
Alright.
What's your number 10?
Pinky and the Brain.
We're going to have a lot of crossover, I have a feeling.
Maybe. My number 10 is Gargoyles.
We're going to have a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
My number 10, Spider-Man. The Spider-Man animated series.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Tailspin.
Ooh. I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
Batman.
The animated?
Yeah.
Number 9?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. My number 9, I don't know if a lot of people remember this one, Duckman. No. Was on USA. It was Jason Alexander. I'll bring up a picture, because when you see the picture, you will remember it.
It sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah.
It was Jason Alexander as Duckman.
Yeah.
And his weird family. The two-headed kid and the stupid... It was basically King of the Hill.
Didn't they live near a nuclear power plant or some shit like that?
No, you're thinking Oblongs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number 8.
Number 8. Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't have that on here, but that was an honorable mention for me.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Well, yeah. They had some good movies come out of that, too.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I just remember that the female was way too hot for a young kid to be watching.
Yeah.
Name was Gadget or something like that. Yeah. My number 8, Freakazoid.
At 8?
Yeah. Number 7.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freakazoid.
I have Recess.
Oh, I forgot all about that one.
Yeah. I still like the theory that they were all in limbo and all the kids were dead, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 6.
The Critic.
Oh, yeah.
But, sadly passed, John Lovitz.
Yeah.
That was... And he kept showing up. He shows up in The Simpsons from now and then.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Spider-Man.
I got Pinky and the Brain. Number 5.
Freakazoid.
Recess.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
I original. Make it on there.
The original Ninja Turtles. The good one.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. The one that spawned the toy line.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Johnny Bravo.
Such a stupid show, but so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny Toons.
I got Gargoyles. So, a lot of Gargoyles this week.
Yeah.
Number 3.
South Park.
Yeah. Yeah, they started in the 90s. I'll give it to you. I'll let you slide on that one.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have X-Men. The X-Men animated.
Yeah.
That was one of the best shows. Number 2.
I got Doug.
Oh, I forgot completely about Doug. Oh, yeah. Crap.
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants, yeah. That's what you should cosplay at BopCon.
Captain Underpants?
Yes. You remember it?
I remember Quail Man or whatever.
Quail Man. That's what it was.
Where did I come up with Captain Underpants?
Captain Underpants was like a kid's... little kid's book.
Yeah.
Doug doesn't have a beard.
No, but you seriously, you need to be Quail Man for Comic-Con. Oh, that would be awesome.
There might be a 20 in it if the underwear have his kid.
That's just to buy new underwear. Where do you for, I believe, number 2? Okay.
DuckTales.
Fuck, I forgot about that. We saw the poster for Gizmo Duck, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spaced that. Mine's Animaniacs. So.
Son of a bitch.
That's your number 1?
It's my number 1.
Yeah.
Because there were so many on there.
Pinky and the Brain spun out of Animaniacs.
Yeah.
So. A lot of people don't remember that, either.
Yeah. It was kind of the way The Simpsons spun out of Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
So. My favorite Animaniacs gag... was they're looking for fingerprint, or they're looking for prints.
Oh, yeah.
And Dot picks up prints and goes, I found him. No, he goes, no, fingerprints. And goes, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I love stupid jokes like that.
Yeah, my number 1's Animaniacs.
My number 1 is Batman. Because that was fucking...
Yeah, that was a good show.
Classic. All right, we'll move on to hottest women of geek and geek TV shows of all time.
Uh-oh.
So this is, we're going to have many honorable mentions, because I think we could each have a different top 10 list and still not cover everybody. So
My list disappeared, so.
You want short go ahead and start, or yeah. You just...
I'll wing it.
Oh, you're going to wing it?
Yeah. Oh, this I don't know what happened to my list.
Oh, you lost it, lost it.
Lost it, lost it.
Oh, okay. Start us off there. You're number 10, Mr. Short.
The show Revolution. It was on for 2 seasons.
Yes, on NBC.
Charlie Matheson.
That's a very good pick. And that is a geeky post-apocalyptic TV show. My number 10, I have Karen Gillan, played Amy Pond on Doctor Who.
Ten. Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing? All right. I guess it's just me and you here.
Yeah.
Bobby Morse from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She's higher up on my list, but yes. I have Summer Glau, played River on Firefly and Serenity, and she's been Big Bang and a bunch of stuff like that.
Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
Gang Bang. Penny from Big Bang.
Yeah. She's an honorable mention I have down here. I have Chelsea Spack. She plays Kringle on Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All types of no wonder Riddler wants her.
So. Yeah.
Number 7.
Leslie Tompkins from Gotham.
Oh.
Dr. Tompkins.
Dr. Tompkins, yes.
Yeah.
I have Catherine McPhee from Scorpion.
Mm.
Plays... Oh, what the hell's her name? I literally just
Kate?
Forgot her name. No.
I can't remember now.
That's why we have Google. Paige.
Yeah.
Plays Paige. There we go. English is
She's
hard.
Actually won an American Idol or something.
Yeah, she won American Idol and she did Broadway for a long time.
Hmm. She's actually dating the guy that plays Walter.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Number 6.
Iris from Flash.
Oh, yes. I don't know her government name, but yeah, she's quite cute.
She can flash me anytime.
Mm-hmm. I have Katie Sackhoff. Played Kara Thrace Starbuck on Battlestar. So. Number 5.
Zed from Constantine.
Honorable mention, yes.
You said Zed, and I was picturing the guy from Men in Black.
Wrong Zed. I have Chloe Bennett, plays Sky on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie Byron.
Oh. Oh, wow. I forgot. Yeah, Mythbusters is a geeky TV show. And
yeah.
I'm not saying I watched it with no pants on, but...
Why would you not?
Yeah. I have Adrian Palacki, plays Bobby Morse on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Number 3.
Dr. Temperance Brennan from Bones.
Oh, that's a very good one.
She's way hotter than her sister.
Yes. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
My number 3, I have Danielle Panabaker, Caitlin Snow from Flash.
Yeah.
She can flash me anytime. Yeah.
You can just keep making that joke. I think we're out of Flash girls, but...
Yeah.
Number 2.
Sarah from Chuck.
Oh, Yvonne Strahovski is an honorable mention I have down here, yes. My number 2, Emily Bett Rickards, plays Felicity on Arrow. And Adam's spinoff show.
Yeah.
She's incredibly hot. Number 1.
Claire from Heroes.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
The cheerleader. I did not have her down in the honorable mention. I forgot her completely.
You know what the sad thing is?
What?
She's still taller than me.
She just popped out a kid, I do believe.
Some big old Russian kid.
Yeah.
Play hockey or something.
No, nah, her dad. The dad's like Vladimir Klitschko.
Yeah.
It's one of the Klitschko brothers, yeah. My number 1, Haley Atwell, plays Agent Carter.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about her.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions I have wrote down here. Let's go real, real old school and go Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I have the Big Bang Girls, which you mentioned, Penny. I'll throw in Bernadette, Melissa Rauch. Jerry Ryan, played 7 of 9 in Star Trek. Girl plays Happy on Scorpion.
I'm not into Asians.
Yeah, you're not into Asians. I have Danica McKellar. There's a bunch. Hell, you could throw in Lucy Lawless. You could throw in you know.
Yeah, if you want to get screwed by a lesbian.
Yeah.
So, he'll take it when he can get it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going with the Vince route. Does it have a vagina? All right. So that was our hottest women of Geek TV. If you have any suggestions or think we dropped somebody from the list that should have been on there, go ahead and send them in. We'll move on to our fan casting this week, and we're doing Spider-Man since based off the news that he will be now in Marvel movies as well, and they're going to recast him anyway, so we figured, what the hell, we'll do it as two. Where do you want to start? Oh, I'll do the character rundown here real quick. Spider-Man, Mary Jane, Gwen, Eddie Brock, Aunt May and Uncle Ben, that's one character, obviously, J. Jonah Jameson, Kraven the Hunter, Kingpin, Mysterio, and Carnage. We didn't want to go for they always do Electro, they always do Green Goblin, they always, you know, we wanted to do some different villains, so. Where would you like to start?
Bottom up.
Bottom up. Okay, that would be, what, Carnage? Start with Carnage.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh. I would, yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Carnage. Walton Goggins.
You fuck. Oh, yep, that's mine.
You called me a fuck.
Yeah, Walton Goggins from, I think most people know it from Justified or The Shield.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's my pick for Carnage as well. Next would be Mysterio.
Arnold Vosloo. Look it up.
Okay. Spell.
A-R-N-O-L-D. V-O-S-L.
Ah, he was in The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah, he's the bad guy from The Mummy movies. That's a very good pick for Mysterio. Who do you have, Mr. Short?
Mysterio. Robert Nepper.
Thank God for IMDb.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he does some things.
He was in a hole.
How do you spell Nepper?
The Hole. K-N-E-P-P-E-R.
He was on Prison Break. Yeah, yeah. He was also season 3 of Heroes. He was the bad guy that ran the carnival. For the two of us that watched Heroes that season. My pick for Mysterio, John Malkovich. Yeah. Or if we were going to do Vulture, he could play Vulture as well.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Kingpin. Now, this will be played by Vincent D'Onofrio in the Daredevil Netflix series. Has been played by Michael Clark Duncan in the Daredevil movie. So we could go, you could go a lot of either ways with this. So, who do you have?
Jackie Chan.
No,
I'm just...
No, you don't.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, I think they really cast him well as Kingpin.
Yeah, I have Vincent D'Onofrio.
Do you?
I totally forgot that he was already cast as
Yeah,
Kingpin.
Until you said that, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, see, I didn't want to pick him because he was already cast. So I went with Clancy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I went with General Elling from Flash or the voice of Mr. Krabs or the Kurgan from Highlander if you want to go way back in the machine. But... Yeah, he has that voice. Boy, that would be... D'Onofrio might be perfect casting.
Yeah.
So, that brings us to Kraven the Hunter. One of my favorite villains.
Javier Bardem.
Yes, that's a very good pick, and he will be in the new... what did we just talk about? Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Yeah, I could see him as Kraven the Hunter. That would work.
Yeah.
Okay. Who you got, Mr. Short?
Mark Wahlberg.
No, he cannot be Kraven the Hunter.
He can't do.
No.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, dude. If he can control the Transformer, he can.
Fucking Ha-ba-ka.
He can be a sniper.
He was fantastic in Shooter. That might be my favorite Mark Wahlberg movie.
He can talk to a bear while he's talking.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that one, too.
And I think they jerk off Tom Brady in the new one, so I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that. My pick for Kraven the Hunter is Robert Millay. Wrestling fans will know him as Kurgan.
Ooh, he's ugly.
Is he related to Robert Goulet?
Kind of. he's been in... Basically, when he left wrestling, he went straight to Hollywood, and he's been in Pacific Rim, 300, Sherlock Holmes.
He's got a weird head.
Yeah. I think you put the little Kraven coat on him, and it's almost like took it from the book. So that's my pick. He's French-Canadian, so it is Millay. All right.
Goulet.
J. Jonah Jameson.
All right, I got two.
I do as well. Because I think we all have is J.K. Simmons.
Yep.
I think that was, in all of comic book casting, I think that was the best casting ever. From the original Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's who you have? Yeah. Who do you have?
Well, hold on, but I had a second
one. Okay, yeah, yeah.
The second one that I've seen, I was doing some research on my list because I wanted to get some shit right.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Bruce Campbell would have been excellent in that role.
That's true.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's really good, actually. But I think if they wouldn't have got J.K. Simmons, I think he would have, Sam Raimi would have put Bruce Campbell in that spot.
But I like J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, case. I do too.
Conan Stevens.
From The Hobbit. Okay.
Yeah, he looks pissed off.
Yeah, he looks angry. He was in Son of God, Vikingdom, both Hobbit movies, probably, well, at least, yeah, one and two. Yeah, he looks good and angry. He could do a Jameson. I have two. I have J.K. Simmons or Gerald McCraney.
What do you know that?
Yes, you do. Major Dad.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has been working his ass off lately.
That's good, because he fell off the map.
Yeah, he's been in
Major
NCIS Los Angeles, the new movie Focus coming out that has Will Smith and Margot Robbie. Bunch of shows. Longmire, he was on Longmire. He's on House of Cards, Mike and Molly. He's been doing a lot of work lately.
Yeah, he was dating Mike's mom on Mike and Molly.
Yeah, but he would be my other pick for
he'd be good.
Jameson.
He can pull off a dickhead. So.
Yeah, did a Marine, so...
Oh, Jarhead.
Yeah. Aunt May and Uncle Ben.
Alright, I got Helen Mirren and God. Kurt Russell.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Who do you got?
I have
short.
Helen Mirren and John Voight.
Oh, John Voight would be a great pick.
Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, that's even better.
Coach.
I'm going with Coach. Fuck, since you stole mine, I got Helen Mirren as Aunt May. And I'll go with Coach. That's a fantastic pick. Since they killed him off on the Parenthood show.
Well, they killed off the entire
show. Well, yeah, they did that too. But, yeah, those are... We need to get into this casting thing. I think we could make one good movie.
Yeah.
If we had unlimited budget. So that brings us to Eddie Brock, the man who would become Venom.
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam is the younger brother, not Thor.
Yeah.
He's the one from Hunger Games. Okay. Yeah. Big, imposing. Okay.
I got Dylan Massett. He was in the
Hole.
He was not in the Hole. He was in the Bates Motel.
I know I misspelled that.
Just look up Bates Motel.
I got Gene Massett. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
He's the older brother.
Oh, he's the older brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Do-do-do-do-do. Killing time.
It's dead not air. On there?
No, yeah.
Really?
He should have been up higher than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in like every episode.
Yeah, I don't see him, so.
Okay.
Okay, you bring him up. Because my pick, now you went with big imposing Liam Hemsworth.
You went with Peter Dinklage.
I considered it.
Just a little Venom.
A little Venom. I went with Daniel Radcliffe.
I'd seen that on one of the sites I was looking at.
Yeah.
I thought his name in the show is Dylan Massett. His real name is Max Thoreau.
Oh, there we go.
Third from the top.
Third from the top. Wow. We might be here next week,
good
too,
at
folks.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good pick now we know his name. But, yeah, I went with Daniel Radcliffe, so.
I can't pick him for anything since Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, movies. Yeah. Horns, he was really good in Horns.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so that brings us to.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was watching Horns last weekend, and my wife came home. What are you watching? Horns. Porn? And she looks at the screen, and it's the scene where they're in the treehouse fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's Horns.
Yeah.
It looks like porn to me.
Of course it does. But, so that brings us to Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. Mackenzie Lentz. Mm-hmm.
Spell?
L-I-N-T-Z.
Okay. Yeah, let's give the guy with the fucking flips letters around. Let's let him look everything up on IMDb.
You're sitting behind a computer, man.
Well, that's true. Very cute-looking redhead from Under the Dome and Hunger Games. Okay. I can see that. Who do you got?
Jane Levy.
Oh, you... Yep.
Yeah.
She was in Evil Dead. She was the possessed one in the Evil Dead remake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suburgatory and... I went with Emily Kinney.
So why did you get pissed off when you said Jane Levy?
You'll see in a minute. Oh. Beth from Walking Dead is my choice to play Gwen Stacy. I kind of went with same age group to try and keep them all high school kid. Mary Jane, who do you have for MJ?
Alexandra Breckenridge.
Hey. Okay. Big fat liar. She was the maid in American Horror Story. Okay. Yeah. She can wear fishnets and everything. That's a good pick. I'm all about that one.
I know.
Who do you got?
Elena. E-L-E-N-A. Satine.
From Magic City. Wow. And she was born in Georgia. Not the state, the country.
Hmm.
Magic City, she was in the show Revenge.
The Hole.
The Hole. Yes. That movie, I swear to God. She's been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was Lorelai. And that was some idiot in a car.
That's your truck going down the road.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not loud enough.
For my Mary Jane, she's already been said. Jane Levy. So, you stole my Mary Jane for your Gwen, so I understand the love triangle with Spider-Man there, then. It's the same girl. So that leaves us to Spider-Man. Who are you casting as the lead role of a billion-dollar franchise?
Nicholas Hoult.
From Warm Bodies. He was the zombie in Warm Bodies.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was, oh, who did he play in X-Men? Oh, he's Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Beast from X-Men. Okay. All right. That's a good pick. I like that one, actually. I'm surprised you didn't pick Jamie Foxx.
He was busy.
He was busy. Couldn't get him out of his electro suit. Yeah. Who's your Spider-Man there, Mr. Short?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Really?
Yeah.
Going with Nightwing. Well, he who should have been Nightwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, that makes sense. You guys kind of went a little older than I did, I think. I went with...
That's because we don't want to feel like pedophiles with all these kids.
I was going to go with Miles Morales and go with...
Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went with Taron Egerton.
We've cast him in other things.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but he's in Kingsman Secret Service, which is out now, and I hear it's fantastic. I haven't seen that one yet.
He just looks like a douchebag.
Yeah, pretty much. But he's my pick to play Peter Parker, even though I think it will eventually go to Logan Lerman.
Oh, really?
I think that's the one Marvel wants, or Sony wants him.
He's more McLovin? Like
no, it's not McLovin. But since they want to go younger...
was he in Super 8?
Yeah, yes, I want to say. No, he was in The Patriot. Butterfly Effect.
Butterfly Effect.
Percy Jackson. It's Percy Jackson.
I think Butterfly Effect is the one I know him from. Wasn't he like a bully or something?
Yeah, something like that. So, that's our casting for Spider-Man reboot. I think maybe one of our picks, if they bring back J. Jonah Jameson, would make it. So, but I think that's it for this week's show. You got anything? You going to Crackers anytime soon? Or
The end of March.
End of March. Okay, we got time to plug that. We got a couple weeks before we hit Indiana Comic Con.
Yeah.
Maybe possibly get a picture with the new Aquaman. Hopefully get a lot of artwork and comics.
Yep, definitely.
You got anything else? Or?
Not that I can think of.
No, not really.
Oh, I'll get the Dodge back on Friday, allegedly.
Oh, hopefully it'll be fixed. Hopefully it'll drive normal. I think that's a big question. We do have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com, if you want to send us hate mail or...
Yeah, but they're all too pussy to send us anything.
Nobody is... The only thing I've ever got is from the network, so...
And Vince.
And Vince. We have a Facebook group to search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast Group. We post... That's where most of our stuff ends up being on. We do have Twitter... @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo,
@TimmySchisler,
@shoretimmy,
and Vince's @fetalbliss.
No, what did you always say? Screw me in here, he ain't getting a plug, blah, 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 blah.
No, that was when you weren't here. But I think that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening, and if you could, go to iTunes or Stitcher, rate and review. Hopefully 5 stars.
Not if you could. Take 2 seconds out of your busy cracker-eating life.
Wow, just insult the people as you're begging for 5 stars on iTunes. There you go. Reverse psychology is working real good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week.
How are we going to see him? It's an audio
podcast. Shut up.